Governor Ron DeSantis uses Gulf of America in executive order. By Hannah Knudsen on January 21, 2025. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., on Monday used the Gulf of America in an executive order following President Donald Trump's swearing-in and subsequent speech, in which he reiterated his intention to rename the Gulf of Mexico. DeSantis issued the executive order on Monday, EO number 25-13 on the weather system coming into the state. In the first sentence, DeSantis's executive order uses the name Gulf of America. Whereas, an area of low pressure moving across the Gulf of America, interacting with Arctic air, will bring widespread impactful winter weather to North Florida beginning Tuesday, January 21, 2025. It begins. Ultimately, DeSantis declared a state of emergency in the Sunshine State due to the foregoing conditions, which are projected to constitute a major disaster. It continues. I designate the Director of the Division of Emergency Management, Director, as the State Coordinating Officer for the duration of this emergency and direct him to execute the state's comprehensive emergency management plan and other response, recovery, and mitigation plans necessary to cope with the emergency. Pursuant to Section 252.361A, Florida statutes, I delegate to the State Coordinating Officer the authority to exercise those powers delineated in Sections 252.366.12, Florida statutes, which he shall exercise as needed to meet this emergency, subject to the limitations of Section 252.33, Florida statutes. In exercising the powers delegated by this executive order, the State Coordinating Officer shall confer with the Governor to the fullest extent practicable. Read the folio here. During his speech on Monday, President Trump reiterated his intention to make the Gulf of America a reality. Related, Donald John Trump sworn in for the second time. Now the 47th President of the United States. My proudest legacy will be that of a peacemaker and unifier. That's what I want to be, a peacemaker and a unifier. I'm pleased to say that as of yesterday, one day before I assumed office, the hostages in the Middle East are coming back home to their families, Trump said during the speech, adding that America will reclaim its rightful place as the greatest, most powerful, most respected nation on earth, inspiring the awe and admiration of the entire world. A short time from now, we are going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, Trump continued. That remark prompted laughter from twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, the first woman to lose to Trump in a presidential election. Related, America is back. Trump White House posts epic video on the Donald's return.